Well, my first poem is entitled, What I Learned in Math Class. But as I was reading it over in preparation, I realized it could be entitled, What Every Woman Has Always Known. What I Learned in Math Class. Alice bloomed early, and I had just lost my boyhood soprano in the 8th grade Thanksgiving play when I cracked on the rocket's red glare, became something hairy that croaked. I loved geometry, Alice's mostly. On days when she wore a particular blouse, I would lean up from behind, whisper Euclidean queries, the obliquity of angles, equalities of arcs, and how to prove Proposition 9 as I soared above the Grand Tetons. But Proposition 1 was the problem, how to ask a farm girl out. Farm girls grew up faster, learned at 3 through the barnyard gate what I yearned to know at 13, milked cows at 5, baled hay at 8. Farm girls were formidable. At 17, I managed. She said yes. But on the fateful eve, the phone. A broken furnace she had to help fix. And that was that. I lost my nerve. We went our ways. We've chatted since at reunions. She fell for a gentle giant. No scholar, but he knew to say yes, dear. A talent beyond me. So she ran the farm, 3rd grade, 2 kids, and Ed. And she likes me, although I know she'd figured me out by postulate 5, the one about lines that can't intersect. My next poem is for any of us who seem to have aged a bit over the last year or two. It probably doesn't apply to anybody but me, but anyway. It's called a 1985 Ford pickup. I passed one on the freeway today, smoking a bit at the tailpipe, lugging 200,000 miles or so. Tail light out on the left, sagging bumper on the right, rust around the wheel wells. Used to be red, I imagine. Keep chugging, old girl, I muttered. My tires have gone as bald as yours. Haven't the rubber to peel out now, but we can still haul the loads, although we do start slow on chilly mornings. A couple of years after the 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens, Claudia, my wife, and I visited the mountain. The enormity of the thing left me whispering as if I were in church. But then I realized the rebirth, and hence this poem. The pariahs of Mount St. Helens. After the gods have spoken, flung open the doorway to hell, blasted the mountain into the valley, shattered the forest to pick up sticks, scalded the lake and all within, torched the furred as they fled, the feathered as they flew. After the storm of flaming stone, there is stillness. The wind sighs and sweeps the soot away. Snowdrifts sizzle in crevices slashed in the cliffs, veil the caldera in steam. After the smoking sun has set, outcasts slink into the valley of char, fungi, pea green and deathly white, recycle the forest with pale and probing fingers. Beetles and maggots transform by feasting tragedy into tomorrow. After the death and darkness, dawn and weeds, fireweed and thistle, the toughest of green, pinch the cheeks of the ash gray face to pink. Your turn. My final poem seems to need some explanation. It's a family scene that Claudia and I were privileged to watch on a Mother's Day recently as we were dining at a Chinese restaurant that we like. As I think I know, this is a German from Michigan translating Chinese, so Ama and Apa, I think, are the equivalents of mom and dad.
Close?
Okay. It's called The Mother's Day Gift. Ama's 8-year-old stands on a chair, laughs as a 2-year-old cannon runs loose from table to table. Apa follows discreetly, 2 steps behind him. Ama's face is dark and grim, like the granite cliff above Shui Mojen. Her hair, the forest tumbling down mountain's sharp-edged shoulders, her hands all knuckles of cobble. Such behavior, she says. But how long can little ones nibble, just noodles tauntaun? How long till the fushi fei pien? At last, the waitress with dinner. Big sister, Daje, sits down. Apa cuddles the cannon, reaches over the table to brush his love's still stony elbow. She smiles, and the cup that was only a cup is a lotus of white, afloat within a pale pink lotus of fingers so slender, so porcelain thin, the sun of her radiant face shines through.